Welcome to the Behind the Region podcast from the South Bend Regional Chamber. On this week's episode, we feature one of the area's best-kept secrets, but not for long. Did you know that one of the leading manufacturers of ambulance seating is right here in St. Joseph County? Well, it is. And today we introduce you to EVS Limited and CFO Joe Dooley. Joe will tell us how the company got started, why a global supply company is headquartered here in South Bend, and about the huge expansion project currently underway. Now here are your hosts, Chamber President and CEO Jeff Ray, and the Director of Member Relations, Mark McGill.
It's the Behind the Region podcast being powered by Tech Tyler PC, offering cost-effective IT solutions to fit any budget. Jeff Ray, very excited for our guest today.
It is, Mark. We have been, as we put together a list of some of the people we wanted to talk to, we have some terrific award winners from our annual Salute to Business Award held in February of each year. And so one of those is EVS, which is a little bit of a secret, but not for much longer. They've got some great expansion plans going on. So we have with us Joe Dooley, who is the CFO of EVS, here with us today. Joe, welcome. Thanks for coming today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
EVS, Emergency Vehicle Seating. And Jeff and I have talked many times in the made in Michiana, that as you drive by buildings, and yours is a great example, you drive by a building, not really a sign, you'd have no idea that inside is one of the largest manufacturers of ambulance seating right on sample here in South Bend.
Yes, yeah, it's a great story. We were been in that building a long time. The company was founded in 1993 by a gentleman named Mike Harmon, who sensed a need to create an innovative seat that was able to, that is able to transport an uninjured child along with an EMT who is going to work in the back of an ambulance.
So Mike's doing this. He's a entrepreneur, sees this need. He's working in his basement in the garage. So was Mike an EMT, firefighter? What got Mike excited about this industry in particular?
No, Mike was in a couple of different companies, and he knows a lot about seating at large. And this idea started as a group within a company and then spun out on its own in 1993 for EVS. And Mike was making them in his house, and he was very clever in the way the company grew. Everything from going to local firehouses and asking them how they procure their safety equipment to working with the medical community, specifically a lady named Dr. Marilyn Bull. She's a renowned expert on child care safety at large, from the incubator up to child transport safety to the standards in the U.S. You know, ultimately, we're governed by the Department of Transportation, but there's all sorts of subsets of standards, and our seat actually has grown to become the standard for transport in the back of an ambulance.
Well, you had mentioned to me when I took the tour with you several months ago that, you know, the reason you came up with the high back safety seat was if a parent is involved in an accident and the child is uninjured, but the parent must be transported to the hospital, how do you safely get the child, the uninjured child, to the hospital? And so the innovation and the thought process is just incredible.
Exactly. It's innovative, you know, to flip down seat. It's got its own harness for the child, instructions right on it. And the whole seat is over-engineered, crash-tested, built. It's got medical-grade vinyl, heavy-duty frame, heavy-duty foam. And we're working on the ability to also transport an infant, which will then can transport any human of any size. Mm-hmm. That's a lot more complicated because the baby's neck certainly isn't strong enough and has to be rearward facing, but that's coming. We're working on that. But yeah, that's how it all started.
How many employees, you have several buildings, but how many employees are on sample and how many seats do you crank out every year? Because this is just, the numbers are astounding to me.
We have about 30 specifically in that plant. We have another plant in Bristol, Indiana, and it's thousands of seats. You know, we'll do close to 8,000 seats this year.
30 employees, wow, doing 8,000 seats predominantly by hand. I mean, correct?
Yeah, we assemble them. We buy the components. Our other plant manufactures the base that gets bolted to the floor of the ambulance, and the foam and the vinyl and the frames are assembled and put together in South Bend.
So let's talk about the new building, the expansion, moving from your current location on Sample to a new location out on Edison. What all goes into you looking for a new site?
For the revenue we do, and a lot of assembly work. So we need, you know, lots of parking, lots of bathrooms. So we'd pull up to a building. Okay, this building would work. It's, you know, 40, 50,000 square feet, but there's two bathrooms and three offices. And that would take a lot of additional investment from us. So the more we talked about it with our partners, we decided to build a new building. So we're building a 50,000 square foot facility southwest of the airport. The region and the county, St. Joe County Council and the Economic Development Group, were very accommodating as we tried to navigate. And in particular, you know, you Jeff, helping us figure out how to even start talking about tax incentives and tax abatements. And all the numbers worked out, and we're going to have nice spaces to grow and get into new products.
You know, it's pretty exciting to see. I pass it many a day on my way home from work, and it's been fun to see this sprout out of the ground. And so, Joe, talk about a little bit about, so when will you move to the new facility, start production there?
We hope to move in this summer. It's slated to be ready by the end of April, early May. We're working closely with the township fire marshal on everything. It's got everything.
Yeah.
It's got state-of-the-art sprinkler system, backup generator power in case the power goes out, and just coordinating the move of the machinery. But it'll be you know, late spring, early fall when we'll start operating there.
Great. Joe, I had a chance to be at groundbreaking, and I think one of the neat stories I heard out there was, you know, just sort of the local ties of obviously of EVS, but all the local partners too involved in helping you get to this next piece. So talk about just kind of the local team, if you will, that sort of helped EVS move from an older underutilized building on Sample Street to this new modern facility.
Yeah, we have been with First Source Bank here in town the whole time. We still have the same checking account that was opened in 1993, and we reconcile it every month. And they've been great partners. They've been fully supportive. They're financing the building. And then it's being built by majority builders here in South Bend. So, you know, South Bend Manufacturing Company with a South Bend bank, with a South Bend builder. Tax rebates from the county. We got additional manufacturing credits from the state. So, you know, that's how it should be done, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to see.
So talk about the, you know, you were one of the first people I met when I started at the chamber, and I took a tour of the facility. And I was just amazed, first of all, of the amount of product, as I mentioned, that you crank out of that space. You know, but it's all predominantly without machinery. I mean, it's all you stitch everything by hand, and the conveyor belt is, you know, when one section is done, you push it, you know, manually down the conveyor belt, and it goes around to the next section. And I mean, it's just kind of talk about the process now in the current space of how you make and manufacture an ambulance seat.
Sure, we have a huge advantage over our competitors who, you know, we dominate the space, but we do have competitors who make seats for not only ambulances, but fire trucks and buses and all other type of vehicles. But we really leverage the manufacturing base that's here. You know, there's RV is a vehicle, it's a trailer, and then there's motorized RVs. So our frames come from companies right here. Our frames, our foam suppliers are all locally based, and we buy, you know, just in time. And that's one of the areas where we can have a further advantage in the new building is to carry more inventory and leverage our financial strength to have more inventory, buy in bulk, so to speak. And that we, you know, bring the material into our facility in South Bend. We assemble it and we ship it all over the world. We have containers going to the UK. We ship to Israel, the Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, lots going to Canada. And, you know, you drive by, you never know that we were even inside the building. Mm-hmm. There's no name on the street.
Right.
But you do now, the new building's the signs up, and that's going to be lit soon.
Yeah. So, Joe, talk a little bit about your employees. So somebody who's not familiar with EVS, who's thinking about a job or a career, talk to us about the skill set, some of the things that are necessary to be a good employee. What is it you're looking for in employees over there?
Great. We will take anyone who really, you know, cares. We have entry-level jobs. We will train on the job. If you have manufacturing experience at all, that's helpful. Our team, we've got a great team of employees who know how to put these seats together. We have an engineering team that works with a number of partners all over the world because there's different testing standards in different parts that the seats actually crash tested. And we've got a great slate of benefits, incredible benefits. We've got our competitive wage, a bonus plan with different types of how the company performs and safety and attendance, a 401k savings plan with a match. But the biggest part is our employee ownership model. That's really great for our employees, and it promotes longevity in the business and tremendous, you know, wealth value creation for the employees for their retirement.
Great. Joe, I want to stay there a minute and talk a little bit more about the employee-owned piece, because although there's a few in the area, I think it probably not that many, and so people don't understand that very well. Help us better understand this, the employee-owned model, if you will, why it works so well for EVS.
Yeah, and it's we love talking about it. There's not that many, is right, but it is growing. It's growing like crazy. Just to put it in perspective, the employee ownership amount, there's some pretty big companies that are employee owned. There's Publix, the grocery store, you know, dominates in the Southeast, Publix with an X. Different types are different percentages, but we are 100% employee owned, 100% of the stock. So there's not, you know, a banker or an investment group. It's 100%, and there are not many of those around at all. I pulled some statistics. There's about 750,000 companies in Indiana, and 500,000 of those are sole proprietorships. Mm-hmm. There are 186,000 employers in Indiana. There's 186 100% ESOPs, 100% subchapter S. If you make a special election with the IRS, you have a tremendous tax advantage. So it's 0.1% of the employers in Indiana have the same designation we have. So two things happen. One, what I think the biggest benefit of being employee-owned is employees have a much, much higher level of, you know, conscientiousness. Mm-hmm. So you care. You know, rent-a-cars get beat up. Because it's not your car. You right. clean, take care of your car. So that's one of the places I've worked that haven't been this model. It's, you know, how do you foster that conscientiousness? And it's automatic because we all split it. We all own it. And it's a really interesting model. And it's one of the last things in my mind that I think, you know, both parties in the U.S. can agree on, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, because there's a huge tax advantage. If you're 100% subchapter S ESOP company, you pay no federal income tax. I didn't believe that before I started working there, but it's incredible. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. You build up a tremendous advantage over your competitors. You know, the cash builds up because you whatever your effective tax rate is, if you were a taxpayer. But then most importantly, that the group, all of us, you know, care and take care of the customer, take care of the employees, because we all split the ownership. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kind of, so the one party likes it because, you know, you pay no tax. The other party likes it because ownership is pushed down to the entire company. And there are specific, you know, tests, top heavy tests, like a 401k plan. So anyway, it's that we did that in 2015.
Great.
Yeah. It's the Behind the Region podcast being powered by Tech Tyler PC, offering cost-effective IT solutions to fit any budget. Chatting with Joe Dooley, the CFO of EBS. You know, Joe, back onto the employee-owned. My biggest takeaway when I met with you and you walked me through was not just how incredible the work you do, but the culture of the people. The people just seemed happy. And I thought to myself when I left, because as we talked, you know, your new space is going to be amazing, but you're in the interior of a building. The day that I was with you, if you remember, was as hot as it could be.
Yep.
And it was, you know, but I just thought, man, your staff was, your team was having fun. They were laughing. They were joking, you know, not doing easy work, but doing incredible work. And I walked out and thought, man, you could teach a class on culture, because I thought the culture of your team was incredible, and that's probably a big part to being employee owned.
Yes, it's great. We do have a lot of great people. The management team has worked hard to foster that. You know, we besides the ESOP, we try to do everything else, you know, the right way.
Yeah,
everything, you know, all of us learned before we went to school. You know, work as hard as you can, tell the truth. You know, just plan your work your plan, all that stuff. And if you really do those things, then it all work. It seems to work out.
Yep. Joe, let's talk economy for a quick second. You know, hints of economic slowdown in different industries. Yours seems like a industry that no matter what's going on in the economy, there's a great need for what you do. How much are you impacted by, you know, kind of blips or what's going on the economy side?
You know, our two operations, we have two buildings. So we have, you know, the metal fabrication shop in Bristol, Indiana, which is heavily impacted by that. It's a lot of what we make there going to different vehicles, including RVs. So the RV industry is, you know, boom or bust, and it's currently in a downturn now after a tremendous boom. The ambulance seating is not affected a whole lot, so it's not, you know, completely impervious, but it you know, goes much smoother ride. And the demographics are helping, because as you know, baby boomers age, that generation really is resisting going to a home of any type. So there's a lot more living at home, slips, trips, falls, more ambulances are needed. There was a surge of ambulance manufacturing and ordering seats during COVID, and that is kind of elevated now and is sustained. A lot of municipalities were short. All the ambulances were out in New York. It's only happened twice, on September 11th and then at the height of COVID, where there was, people were calling 911 and there was no ambulances to pick them up. Cities and towns have said that'll never happen to us again. So we're going to have, you know, extra medical equipment. So that is nice, that, you know, it's why we're going to get into some other stuff too. It's good. And it's kind of limiting though. There's only so many ambulances built. So we're looking at other vehicles.
Well, and kind of on that note, that segues into what I was going to say, is when we were talking, you're almost your own worst enemy in ways, because the seats that you build are they're built so well. I think you mentioned to me like an average 25-year shelf life that a lot of ambulance seats, you know. And so with the, you know, not a ton of ambulances, your product is so good and it lasts so long. I mean, I love the thought process of expanding, looking for different angles, because again, the quality of your work is so good on the ambulance side, they're not replacing those seats every couple of years.
Yeah, it is interesting. In a major metro area, you know, your New York, LA, Chicago, the ambulances are out all the time, just responding to calls, heavy use. Those really get beat up and don't last anywhere nearly as long as that, you know, kind of a work truck. A lot of work trucks just generally is just 7 years, you know, 84 months, a lot less than that in an urban area. But once you get outside of an urban area, they last a lot longer because they're not responding to a lot of calls. But there is an industry and there's business for us to refurbish an ambulance. So it'll be a heavy duty Ford or Ram, you know, truck engine and diesel. So you can overhaul that and that thing will go to 400,000 miles. But everything in the back of the ambulance needs to be updated, all the medical equipment and seats. So there is work for us. So we're working all those avenues on all fronts. But, you know, the next wave will be other vehicles, you know, that may be medically related or maybe not.
Great. Let's shift maybe away from the company a second, more to the personal side. So as we have entrepreneurs and business leaders listening to us here, Joe, talk a little bit about, you know, you're a busy executive managing a major expansion of this, but you also have to balance sort of life and what's going on there. When you and I first met, we were at the State House. You had a group of scouts with you. Talk to us about some of the things that you're doing, you and some of your employees are doing in their spare time to help influence what goes on in communities.
Yeah, personally, I've got a family, you know, group, and three boys who have kept us, Leslie, my wife, and I, very busy, and we love to, you know, doing things with them. So about scouting, I personally never was in scouting as a youth, but all three of my boys have gone all the way through the program, and I think it's a great program, and all aspects of it, from the, you know, swimming and life-saving and learning how to cook and fish and the civic portion that we were down at the State House. There's a big program on that. The boys and girls who were in our group were serving as pages in the house. So there were some pretty good bills moving through that day. That was nice.
Yeah. Great. No, I appreciate that. Yeah. So Joe, as we're, you know, beginning to wrap up here, so maybe lessons learned from an executive, you know, on the business side to managing personal. What do we want to leave our listeners from an advice you might have, whether it's navigating the challenges of growing a business or you know, what can folks take away?
Oh, wow. You know, personally, this, you know, a lot of, you know, this is through a lot of luck. You know, I know, you know, two individuals that I know them well, who got me involved in EVS when it was small, you know, right after the ESOP got put in. So I don't ever want to look at anything that I've been able to do that I, you know, not acknowledge that luck paid some role in that. You have to be prepared and be able to respond. And it's we got a really good, you know, so knock on wood, we got a really good thing going. The taking care of the employees and taking care of our customers, you know, are the two things, and everything else, you know, falls into play. So we work really hard to explain what we're doing and how we're doing it and how the ESOP works and how our benefits work and what the job expectations are. And if you come to work and stay safe and you know, work as hard as you can have a great career.
The Behind the Region podcast being powered by Tech Tyler PC. Today, cyber threats are rapidly expanding. Let Tech Tyler PC provide the tools and training your business needs so you can spend more time with your family and friends enjoying life rather than worrying about and struggling with your tech problems. From Office 365 email setup and management to complete IT, including 24/7 monitoring, management, antivirus, backups, and encryption, let Tech Tyler PC help. Call them today for a free consultation, 855-213-5016, 855-213-5016, or send them an email at sales@techtylerpc.com. Tech Tyler PC, managing all of your IT needs Joe, congratulations on the Small Business Award at Salute to Business. Well deserved. I mean, again, as we mentioned at the top, the amount of quality work with an incredible culture that you do now is amazing. And I can't wait to see how it expands with the new facility.
Hey, we look forward to providing updates down the road, and we really appreciate the award.
Thanks, Julie. CFO, EBS.
Thank you for listening to the Behind the Region podcast from the South Bend Regional Chamber, being powered by Tech Tyler PC, offering cost-effective IT solutions to fit any budget. For more information on the South Bend Regional Chamber or to become a chamber member, please visit our website at sbrchamber.com.